Quinny, lots of people's states of mind will be referring, will be switching
across
to
the water. Yeah, Cheltenham is due to start tomorrow, and who better to preview than Ruby Walsh? Ruby, you're back after 3.5 months out. Are you ready for the festival?
I think I am, Alan. Physically, definitely ready to rock. I think I can't do any more than I did, and mentally, I think absence makes the heart go fonder. So mentally, fresh and sharp and mad for action. But physically, you know, I can't do any more. Obviously, when you have a deadline, you're pushing yourself to the limits to make sure you make it. But isn't that what every sports person does?
Yeah. How hard do you have to work, Ruby? Because I'm intrigued by this for a jockey, the effort level to get back physically. What do you have to do?
No different than most other sports people, I suppose. Riding is a compression of your muscles, so it's completely different maybe to playing rugby or football, which is more an extension of your muscles. But you know, you're working as hard, gym, weight training, you know, anything. Try everything that'll work, anything that'll bring you on. But no, all that's behind me. Rehab is not exactly much fun, but it has to be done, and I'm sure I still have plenty more of it to do.
Would you have any concerns about rustiness or confidence or self-belief? Being out for a while,
I suppose. No, but I mean, you'd still be anxious going out in the first, but you'd be anxious going out in the first one regardless. You know, Cheltenham is that big, you'd have those, you know, not so much sleepless nights, but you'd be anxious that things would go right. You know, mistakes can happen any day, but you don't want them happening here. You don't want to get things wrong at this place, so you'd be anxious for that more so than the fact that I haven't been back. I mean, a mistake can happen any day.
Your record is phenomenal in Cheltenham. How excited, how much of a buzz do you get when you hear the talk of Cheltenham, when you're getting this close to the festival?
I love it. You know, it really excites me. It's a great place to be as a jockey. I mean, it's the one
it's
time
your World
year
Cup,
that you
isn't
get
it?
It is, and it's the one time that you get for 4 days to go out in front of, you know, 60,000 people. I mean, you don't get that very much in racing, so to perform in front of those sort of crowds, I think is exciting, you know.
We're talking about that excitement. Who are you excited to be riding this week and you know, give us a flavour of where you're going?
I have a couple of good rides very early. Get a bird and foot, and that'll set the tone for the week. I mean, it'd be wonderful if one of them could win. It'd be magnificent if the boat won, but it'd be great if one of them could win and set us up for the week. But you know, it's a good start. It would be great. We had a slow start last year, but we probably weren't as strong in those races last year. Champion hurdle will be difficult. I'm just tacking up 14 right at this minute, and he looks well. But
good man.
His last couple of runs have been very uninspiring, so he has to come back to his very best. But I'd like him tacking up this morning. He looks good and bright in himself, and hopefully he'll be as bright tomorrow afternoon when he goes to the start in the Champion Hurdle.
Good man. Well, I'm sure the rivalry between the English and Irish over in Cheltenham will be huge. I know you like the rugby, so you're hoping for a good week in Cheltenham for the Irish, not just yourself, but for the Irish, and also in London on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that we needed Johnny Sexton's miracle to get us out of trouble in Paris a couple of weeks ago, to the calculated performance last Saturday against Scotland. You know, England will be a different proposition coming off the back now with 2 defeats. You know, they'll be hurting and they'll be up for it. You know, I think Conor Murray and Johnny Sexton are going to be pivotal again on Saturday. You know, how they manage the game is going to have a huge bearing on the result.
Yeah, well, we're all looking forward to Cheltenham and then Twickenham Grand Slam Saturday. So good luck for the week, Ruby. Thanks a million.
Oh, hopefully we can kick the English off the park all week.
Yeah, great to get Ruby Alan. It sounds like he was on the horse. I think.
Yeah, he was, and we spoke to him last year. It was similar. He was heading out to ride the horse, walking out on the horse last year. When we spoke to him, he's tacking up this time, and that's how relentless it is. They're up early. They're at it. Preparation, and I love the way he says about the horse Fahein there that he seems well. He looks well. It's kind of intriguing, isn't it? Yeah. You look at a horse, they don't all look the same. But these guys can look, yeah, they have the eye, the sense, the feel, how calm the horse
is. An extraordinary recovery on his part.
Three and a half months.
He's got 20 rides this week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's relentless.
That's five a day on average.
And it is. It's intriguing there when he says as well about, you know, 4 days of 60,000 people roaring, baying. It'll be unbelievable. It's a great buzz, and it's a great. It is their World Cup for him, you know, and his record is there phenomenal. So we wish all the Irish well there. Okay. All the jockeys, trainers, Willie Mullins.
It's synchronicity. This Gordon, is St. Patrick's week, so we have to win.
Gordon Elliott, a little head to head there. Michael O'Leary, and then all the Irish jockeys as well. So
okay, all right, Quinny, good stuff. Thanks indeed for that, and always great to talk to Ruby Walsh.